This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Miles here is an electrician running wiring for this new home build.
Good morning.
Miles doesn't have time for funny business.
I guess.
Miles traded up to Sirius Commercial Auto Insurance from GEICO for customized coverage that grows with his business, all for seriously low rates.
So, where's the GEICO surprise cameo?
Come again?
You know, like some big famous football player or something. He's gonna bust through that wall, isn't he?
No, this ad is serious business.
Guys, get over here! You gotta see this!
No, no, there's nothing funny over here. Sorry. Get more with GEICO Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
We want to talk boxing. Real boxing. TheBoxingVoice.com.
The kid is back. And I ain't going nowhere.
And all you motherfuckers out there watching this know who you see every fucking day.
Ness Hayman.
My consistency is unmatched. You ain't been here 12 years in this shit, and I'm gonna be here tomorrow. I don't need no fucking deal. I don't need no fucking deal. I don't need no fucking deal. Niggas is gonna come listen to me because they gonna come listen to me.
Ness Hayman.
Don't leave. True words, motherfuckers.
SDS promotion.
What up? Hopefully you guys can hear me good. I made some mistakes and I didn't bring my mic with me to the resort thinking like, oh, I don't need the whole setup. I could go live from my phone and things of that nature, but that ain't the case. Okay, and we even messed that up. Let's get this auto track. We back. What up, ladies and gents? Welcome back to another one. Look, I even forgot the glasses. I'm coming straight from the gym. Let me get a sound check here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me know if everything is rocking out the way that it should be. Obviously, I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. We are live in the Dominican Republic. And we want to talk some boxing, man. We want to talk a little bit of Tyson Fury and Oleksandr Usyk and the fight. I certainly have Fury winning, man. I had him winning. I don't know, man. I didn't give all those early rounds to Oleksandr Usyk the way that a lot of people did. We got to discuss the nasty AI judging. That didn't help. So many 10-10 rounds. Just pretty despicable, I think. But, yeah, man, it is what it is. If you guys are rocking out, join us right here on YouTube.com. It looks like possibly we could get Discord going. If that's the case, maybe we could get some callers. But yeah, man, we will be using the live chat to communicate to see what it is that you guys thought of, you know, Saturday's event. I got Davidian. What up, champ? Welcome to the prospect level. What's up? What's up? AI is horrible. Okay, but is anybody going to tell me how the sound is? Anybody want to tell me? Sound check good? Okay, okay. He said no mic. Uh-oh, so does it sound like it's no mic? Because I'm connected to the Apple AirPod Max. Maybe it don't sound the best. I tried to connect my DJ mic, DJ Osmo mic, but that wasn't working. So I watched some videos. See, because I did bring this one. I figured this little lavalier, it'll be even clearer. Damn, he said you whispering. Someone says I sound good, sound like no mic. We can hear you decent, sounds fine to me. I don't know. Hopefully it's okay and not too bad, right? Are we tracking her? No, she's not tracking me. Now we're tracking, right? Yeah. So, yeah, let's check the chat, man. Let's see what y'all talk about and what y'all thought about yesterday's event, who you really thought won. I just think that giving Fury two rounds is crazy. Even four. I'm not saying I could see 7-5, but I feel like I would have been better with a 7-5. Damn, they said they could hear the birds chirping in the background. So I guess the mic ain't picking up the way that it should be, man. That's garbage. Because it should only be picking up myself. Let me see if I could do noise cancellation on the mic. I already got noise cancellation. All right, maybe that worked. Hopefully. I don't know about no fair decision, bro. I had Fury winning a lot of those rounds. Let me see my scorecard. Yeah, so it looks like I stopped scoring at 10, and, you know, you can give 11 and 12 to Usyk, and you still want – I still have Fury up. Again, I don't see how they had that many rounds for Usyk, man. I've seen a lot of people having it 7-5 for Fury, so it's just a little weird. I feel like Usyk did a lot of good jabs to the body, specifically like right under the arm of Fury and chest area. You know, he was able to land that right jab a lot. He was able to keep Fury on his toes by changing levels. He constantly changed levels on Fury and gave him feints. But ultimately, Fury was controlling him, in my opinion, using that lead hand. He would put it on his shoulder and keep him away. Just like I said, he was 1-2. I mean, he was double jab right hand, double jab uppercut. Bro, double jab looping right. I don't know what the fuck we saw yesterday. I know people in the chat already talking about I'm biased and this and the third. I score for boxers. He was boxing. The only thing you can do, you can give Usyk is maybe activity, you know, towards the second half of the fight. He started being more active, you know, whether those were body shots or not, or whether those punches were landing or not, right? He was throwing in combinations. So I think that could have edged it for him, is just simply being a bit more active than Fury. But yeah, I preferred what Fury did over what Usyk did. You know, I will say I felt like Usyk might have landed the harder shots at times. You know, look, somebody said they won money on Usyk, but they got to keep it 100. They had a 7-5 for Fury. That's what I'm saying. Like, you could say, I don't know how to score, and that's fine, because you're going to be feeling justified and vindicated because your fighter got to win. But, you know, what Fury did exactly what we've seen other fighters do and get a points win. So that's why he left the ring, too. He didn't give us a post fight, which is unlike Fury. But to not get credit, it's crazy. He didn't get credit for anything he did. And then you got the AI judge, who I think gave him two or four rounds and scored so many 10-10 rounds. It's just, it was just nasty work, man. I don't know. Boxing, it really sucks when we're left like this. We're left to debate who's right and who's wrong, who really won, who didn't win. It's pretty corny. They need to come up with something better than what the system we have in play, because it just confuses people. You know, there is no clear-cut winner here. The hardcores may say that, but the fight fans, the casuals, the ones that matter, they don't know that. You couldn't pick a winner. That's why the AI judge had all these dumbass 10-10 rounds. Again, saying anyone doesn't know how to score because the judges seen it in the manner in which you believe the victor should have won, I don't think says anything. I mean, look at this. You're telling me rounds 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Man, get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, they are crazy. But hey, this is your AI judge doing garbage. They need to definitely work on that because, I don't know, that system seems flawed. Giving out 10-10s is not good. We got Davidian. Welcome to that prospect level. I don't think we could do sound bites. Let's see. I mean, I'm sure we can't. I know that we can't. It's not going to play the way that it should. But I do have a backup. Let me see what we got on the backup board. Okay. Davidian, welcome to the prospect level. See, we got you on the backup board. Half boxing, $2. The real ones here. Ness, hit that thumbs up emoji. Salute. Raf the Taino, welcome to the prospect level. Machine Gun, Matt Garcia's $2. I had it 7-5, Usyk. RRT Boxing with Mr. A, $5. Be the man on your vacation. Stop whispering. Hashtag Hardeen. I'm not whispering. It must be the mic picking it up that low. RRT Boxing with Mr. A back at us with another $5. Time to ring the alarm. And he said, 8-4 Usyk Fury rounds 1, 3, 5, 9. Hashtag Hardeen Three Faces and Hardeen Smoke. Chastity T, $2. No excuse. 50 pounds over. He should have crushed Usyk. I mean, weight don't win fights, man. That's the funny thing. When we see a smaller guy win, we tend to say weight don't win fights. And now when the bigger guy lost, we want him to use his weight. I thought weight doesn't win fights. I thought height doesn't win fights. I thought it was skills that pays the bills. So I don't know how much the weight played a factor, but we've seen Canelo get sparked out by someone that's a lot lighter than him in the case of Mayweather. And we've just seen it in all different ways, you know, where certain things that you think matter just don't. But if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up. We are rocking out via vacation, live from the resort here in the Dominican Republic. And we're talking Fury and Usyk and yesterday's big heavyweight fight. Looks like Usyk comes away with the victory yet again. He had a decent post-fight interview as well, man. They asked him what he think of this judge, he says something funny like, "I win." He don't give a fuck. He's like, "Bro, I won. I ain't got nothing to do with the judges and what they think." So salute to Usyk, and salute to him for making it a fight, right? He could have made it boring. Like Fury was trying to make it boring, but he really pushed the pace. He was trying to make sure that Tyson got tired, and I believe he did get a little tired. And that's why that back half of that fight looked that way, man. You know, so as much as he believes he was jobbed, and he may believe he should have gotten better scores. At the end of the day, he needs to consider a little bit that he had a lack of activity in comparison to Alexander Usyk. When you're comparing it to what Usyk did and the amount of punches that Usyk threw, then, yeah, I can see Fury, you know, being less active or perceived to be less active than Fury. And, I can see Fury being less active than Usyk or perceived to be that way. And obviously why the judges might have leaned the opposite way. I don't know. I just felt he controlled more of those rounds, specifically the early rounds to me. I didn't give Usyk those opening rounds the way the judge did, right? Like, the AI judge gave Usyk 2 out of the first 4. I had it more fury, you know. I thought he really took away the first 4 rounds easy to me. I think I didn't give Usyk a round till 5th or 6th, it says here, 5th round. Maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I didn't give him a round till 6, man. But again, we like what we like. Call me biased. Call me whatever you like. I like to be Max Kellerman in this instance for this particular fight because there wasn't that many hard blows. So who would you have rather been? And I think I would have rather been Fury. He was doing a good job to me. He was controlling the pace, being the ring general. The most you can give Usyk is pushing the pace, you know, trying to make Fury uncomfortable and not let him remain in that boxing posture. But listen, let's try Discord. Let me know if this is working. Sound like you're in the bathroom. Hey, champ, I am using the AirPod Max, but I guess they're not doing their thing the way that they should. Now, I went to all my settings. All my settings are set to the AirPod Max, so it shouldn't be this bad. I don't know. I guess they're not designed to block out so much noise. But let's take a call for anybody on Discord to see, are we even going to be able to speak to people? And if not, we know it's going to be chat only. We got Adrian with the $5. He says, am I the only one who thought commentators and replays were heavily biased towards Usyk? I had Fury winning. Well, at least you're coming out, man, because you know they're going to have me as some sort of biased guy that doesn't know nothing about boxing. So I appreciate everybody that also seen Fury winning, continuing not only the super chat, but say it in the chat, because I think it's criminal. I think it's criminal that boxers who box now will not get credit for being a boxer. It's pretty weird to me. But Adrian, $2, watch the fight live. Loving the step challenge. Salute, champ, salute. Yeah, I just got out the gym, still sweaty. You know, they got a beautiful gym on a resort. Got the full body workout in. Did 4 sets of pull-ups as well. Already got 60 push-ups in. I only did 1 set of push-ups because I did that before the gym. But, yeah, we rocking out. Let's see. In terms of subscribers, where are we at? Were we able to crush a goal during the big weekend? And it looks like no. We're at 234,842,000 subscribers. So if you haven't already subscribed to the YouTube channel, go ahead and do so. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to help us grow. If you want to help us grow, you know, that is the way to do it. Hitting the thumbs up right here on YouTube.com is also free and a magnificent way to, you know, help get the word out so that people know we rock out. Even on Sundays, man, we really love boxing around here. I got Rue in a 504. You hear me? All right, I hear you too. So at least we got that working. I'm sure you're calling in to rub it in that I never pick Usyk or Loma and they keep proving me wrong. Salute, champ. Appreciate you. So it looks like Discord is available for anybody that wants to rock and roll and talk some boxing. Ooh, they said they can't hear the caller on YouTube. Well, that sucks. Maybe I should have brought the mixer. I just thought I wasn't going to need that because I'm not going to be going live the way that I normally do on a Monday through Friday type thing. I just figured immediate reaction type shit. Damn, so, I mean, okay, y'all can't be heard. Only I can hear you, which sucks. That really sucks. And let me see, is there a backup for that? I don't think there would be. But, all right, well, can't hear the caller on YouTube, so we certainly know not to take callers, and we're going to have to communicate via the live chat. So, you know, it doesn't have to be super chats only. We can just communicate. We got Prime Politics, who is Brandon. He said, Ness, where you at, bro? Puerto Rico? Nah, Dominican Republic. We went over to the countryside. We drove 6 hours, bro. Crazy. Chad in Canada. Yeah, man, I tried. I really thought this would work. I wish the house wasn't so far. I would send someone to get it. Everyone is so serviceful here, but it is very far. What streaming software do you use? I use Ecamm Live, and if you guys want a discount, hit me up. I am a brand ambassador. I've been rocking out with them from the beginning. I really, truly, truly, truly think they're the best. I haven't made no money from them either. This is like my genuine recommendation. This software is top-notch, better than OBS, certainly better than that dog-awful garbage yard 99% of you bozos be using. That shit is garbage. The Nerd Gen Report, $2. Maybe if you put it on speaker, that would work. But what would happen is you would be hearing it through the speakers of the laptop feeding back into the mic. So it's going to really sound like it's in a bathroom. Hey, man, I don't know who sings it. Is it Donnell Jones? Is it Donnell Jones that sings, I apologize? Or is that Drew Hill? To show you what's inside. When I see, I think it's Smile Again. I don't know. Son, but yeah, that's just, I say all that to say, my bad. I thought I did it. And my lady told me, you bringing this? And it's the little suitcase I got with all my equipment. I'm like, yeah. Then I'm like, nah, I'm not going to go live every day. I don't need that big ass bag. I was wrong. Let me tell you, I did walk the property. It's a lot of property. And I was looking if there was anywhere I could plug up. So after walking the entire property, I did find one location that I could plug up my satellite to get better internet. And then I realized you left your equipment bag. So there's no extension. So there's only one outlet. So even if I take my satellite all the way over there to the beach to give y'all a better view, we would only last however long my devices last in terms of battery, because there would be nowhere to plug them because you got one fucking outlet. Resorts acting stingy with the power out here, I'm telling you. I'm used to being at resorts that every fucking gazebo has power, you know? But yeah. We got, you need a helicopter for that one, player. I don't know what you mean by that. Oh, yes, for 6 hours. You ain't lying. You ain't lying. Yeah, I mean, look. Again, it's like I say, most Dominicans don't leave wherever they from. You know what I mean? So when I come, I like to take my parents to places they never been. My dad's born and raised here, and he'd never been to this part of the DR. This part is called Samana, one word. Very nice, lots of rivers and waterfalls, beaches, it's all good. I did really like that WBC belt, man. That WBC Riyadh season belt was very nice, bro. Really was feeling the way that looked. We got boxing fan with the $5. Good morning, TBV. What we roasting? Had Fury winning. Close. Shout out TBV. No, excuse me. Shouted TBV out on the zone. Showbiz Live to get my eyes here just in case. I guess he meant more eyes here just in case. I appreciate you, champ. Appreciate you, champ. Shout out to Showbiz. Did his thing last night. They hired him to do a live fight chat for the big fight. That's dope. That's dope. Derek Lincoln says, the song I was thinking of was, what you say, player? He said, Belle Biv DeVoe. Damn, you know I'm old. Watch the fight live with a friend. Another good fight night. Shout out Adrian. Adrian, what your friend think? Who y'all have winning, man? Am I the only one to have Fury winning? For those asking, I gave Fury 1 through 5. Gave Usyk 6, 7, 8. Gave Fury 9. Gave Usyk 10. No, gave Fury 9 and 10. Gave Usyk 10 and 11. I mean 11 and 12, excuse me. So that's my scorecard. And I use the judge scorecard app. And on top of that, let me show you something. Because people like to say, I don't know shit about boxing. The Usyk fans, that's how they diminish people, right? It's like, oh, he don't know shit about boxing. He don't know shit about boxing. When the truth is, that's not the one I was looking for. Hold on. Then we need this one. There we go. So here goes my scorecard. This is my scorecard right here. Now, when you click that little button there with the graph, it shows you 232 people that use this app to score the fight. Out of 232, only I, because you can see there's the number 4 and 9 there, right? I don't know what these numbers represent. Obviously, 9 represents 9 points. Before, is it 4 people? Is it 4%? I don't know. Is it 4 quarters? I don't know what that 4 represent. But as you can see, the 10 is higher for Usyk, so they gave round 4. Okay, I'm fucking up. That 4 represents the round. The dark blue represents... Huh? Where's yours?
I don't see none of them. That is mine.
No, it's not.
I gave you that this morning. Yes, it is.
I got that from over here, babe. I was using that to do my weed. It was in my tray.
When we walked out this morning, I said, babe, here.
Honey, okay, look through your stuff. That was in my weed tray. The fuck? Hard-headed. So you can see round 4, they gave it to Usyk. Most people. So it doesn't tell us how many. Is my point. What it tells us that out of 232, most of us intelligent motherfuckers gave Fury the first 5 rounds. As you can see, only 1 round out of that first 5, most people did not give. So most people believe Usyk won the 4th. But the majority of the world sees the fucking Fury 1, 2, 3, 5. Okay, Ness gave him 4. That makes me biased. Look how many people seen 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, come on, bro. That scoring was garbage. It was fake, bro. It was not real. Motherfucker seen. I'm getting hit all left and right. My man from Ohio, Matt, started the fucking website for me. He hit me. I had Fury winning too. Bro. People have Fury winning. It's unfortunate, man. Boxing got to get this shit right. Even if I'm wrong about this, even if I'm wrong, even if you believe I'm wrong about the score, we still need to get judging to a place where we believe in it. We need judging in a place where we're not disgruntled after every fight. Like, man, this shit rigged, this shit fake. Look, I ain't having winning. They need to reteach us how to score. They need to implement something to take that nasty taste away, because every time there's a fight, we all see something different. And I get it. Scoring is subjective. Scoring is subjective. But, like, we need something easier so that every fight isn't an argument. I'm not here to argue. Like, I wish we knew who won. I don't want to debate whether Fury won or lost. You know, at the end of the day, he lost on black and white. So that's really all that matters. But it's an unfortunate situation because you have a public that is split. We didn't see it the way y'all saw it. And there's a lot of us, you know. And I don't think that we should be made fun of because we don't score it the way that you do, because a dude is just coming forward and pushing the action but not being effective. How many times was Fury able to keep him away just by that lead hand? How many pot shots did he do? Uppercuts, right hands, bro. Like, come on. I don't know. You know, don't get me wrong. Usyk, he did his thing even more than I expected him to, because his combination punches, it's like maybe he just has Fury's number, because he can hit Fury with multiple punches. Like, Fury's hitting him with a 1-2, with an uppercut, with a body shot. He's not putting together combinations on him. Usyk puts together combinations on Fury, so I could see maybe why people looking at it like, oh, well, he did better because he's landing combinations, while the other guy, the bigger guy, he's only landing one shot. I got Michael Blackston with the fat $10 super chat. Ring the alarm. Let me ring those horns for my man Blackston. Oh. Okay. Wrong one, but we got you. And he says Fury was landing body shots but was being pushed back most of the fight and landing Usyk's glove. Tied middle rounds. Usyk was more clean and won the champ rounds. Even Sugar Hill said Fury was losing the rounds. But my scorecard shows that. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't understand why it's so difficult to people. A fight is scored round by round. My scorecard show a fresh Fury running away with it. My scorecard shows Fury gets tired and he loses the back half. But he didn't lose the fight. Give him the championship rounds. I gave it to him. I gave Usyk 11 and 12. That's the championship rounds. He still ain't win. I gave Usyk 6, 7, 8. We going to act like he had 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12? Get the fuck out of here, bro. It's bullshit. ASAP TV, $5. I don't think the judges did a bad job. I had Usyk winning clearly. Hey, man, you and a lot of people is all I can say. It's certainly split. It's certainly split. What I can do, I could get my man Two-Tone on this way. And y'all should be able to hear him fine. Shout out to, hopefully, this works. We could have him on maybe as a guest, and it'll work. Not the normal way. damn fucking mosquitoes out, bro. They be killing me, too. It's like they know you ain't from around here. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up. It's going to help with the visibility. We're going to be doing more lives, you know, but they're going to be from the cell phone. I want to show you some of the property. I'm just trying to, like I said, I've been going around the whole building trying to find the perfect, not perfect, I just need an outlet to run my satellite. I got a very long cable. You need the right amount of megabytes per second to go live. You need, and it ain't download strength, it's upload strength that matters. So if I don't have my satellite and I'm using a resort internet, it's not going to be strong enough. But I did send Two-Tone a link, see if he's going to jump on. We communicating via live chat. Michael Blackson, man, I cannot believe Necessary Fury won. What the fuck? Hey, man, you see my scorecard. Where's your scorecard? Where's your scorecard? And don't just, you know, slap together some numbers. Show me your scorecard. Because motherfuckers stay saying somebody won but didn't score the fight round by round. Like, did you score round by round? That's what I want to see. Don't tell me you thought somebody won if you ain't scored a shit. Because that don't mean nothing to me. That shit mean nothing to me. What up, champ?
What up? How my mic sound?
Talk again?
Yo, if you're far away?
Nah, you sound good. They gonna have to tell me if you sound echoey, because I don't have my regular setup. That's why I sent you this link, so you could still be able to be on and communicate, because I don't have Skype capabilities over here. But you sound fine. Yeah, you sound fine.
Okay, you bought a new mic? All right, cool.
New mic or what?
Nah, because on the thing, it didn't have the road pop up. It just said some other shit. I'm like, what's going on? You at the resort? Okay.
Yeah, we in the resort, man. We in the resort. It's been raining, though, bro. It's like a flood. I mean, today, we finally getting a little bit of sun. I just got out the gym. I scheduled the live. And we here, man. Who you had winning, man?
I had Fury dominating the first half of the fight. Then Usyk just took over, man. Usyk took. You could tell Tyson Fury got old in front of our eyes. He gassed out. He stopped jabbing. He stopped pressing. He started getting on the back foot. Usyk started landing them combinations. Yeah, man. I had Usyk. I thought Usyk edged it out at the end, bro. I was disgusted.
Did you score round by round?
Nah. I mean,
see these dudes that has these dudes that be having Usyk. Where y'all scorecard?
Nah, I mean the chat. Hold on, Capo was in the chat. Capo had it. I was going off Capo's score.
Oh my goodness!
I was going off Capo's score. But you don't think Usyk edged it out? Because Fury, the later rounds, he was trash, bro.
No, I and my scorecard indicates that. You know, I'm going to go ahead and share that again. You know, my scorecard, first round, I gave Fury 1-5. And I already showed proof that most of the world gave Fury 1-5 except for round 4. So round 6, I gave to Usyk. 7 to Usyk, 8 to Usyk, 9 is a universal Fury round. Like, everybody seen that. 10, I gave to Usyk. I mean, excuse me, 10, I gave to Fury, and then 11, 12, Usyk. Championship rounds. Yeah, he took those. He took those. But who didn't give him round 9 except for these god-awful judges and whoever else don't know shit about boxing?
Yeah, I mean, there was some swing rounds in there, too. There was swing rounds in there, too. But based off the eye test, you could tell Fury was dominating in the beginning. That jab was cooking all night. He started leaning on Usyk. Then there was a point in that fight where Usyk clearly just took over the fight, bro. He took over. Fury aged before our eyes. That trilogy with Deontay Wilder caught up to him. It's over for Fury, bro. I mean, he gonna get that Anthony Joshua.
I believe he took over the fight, but that doesn't mean that he won the fight. You know what I mean? It's round by round. That's all. You can't. You gotta add up them scores, and you can't. Look, check out what you said. I read my scorecard, and you said, yeah. So you agree that Fury won 1 through 5. But then you also agree that Usyk won the back half, which means you believe he won the next 7 rounds. But that is my problem. Round 9, God, Santa Claus, the fucking reindeers, everybody know that's a Fury round. So that right there makes it 6-6 at the very least. Now, cool. Some of us didn't do 1 through 5 for Fury. Some of us only did 4 rounds out of the 5 for Fury, which round 9 puts him at 5, and you got Usyk 7-5. I can't be mad at that. I don't got no counter to that other than I also gave Fury round 10. The momentum from round 9 carried over into round 10. Motherfuckers ain't scored a shit. I want to see their scorecard, man. I don't want to hear that, you know, boxing and all that high-level eye bullshit. Show me your scorecard. How you scored it in round 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? How you scored it in 6, 7, 8, 9? Who you gave 9-2? Who you gave 9-2? Like, who you gave 11 and 12? Was Usyk 10? Because that's where the discrepancy comes, man. Like, I don't know, man. Shit, wow. I need boxing to be more just easier, because that is the problem. It's like every goddamn weekend, you think he won, I think he won. Every weekend, somebody's saying, nah, man, he ain't win. He got robbed. It's like, come on, man. Then you bring this fucking dumbass robot into the sport, and he giving out 10-10s. He need to fucking discontinue himself. Yeah, this dumbass motherfucker gave 10-10 rounds, man. The fuck is that? Man, make that shit give a definitive winner every round. Not no 10-10 round. Shit crazy.
Yeah.
Say again?
Yeah, the AI shit, it failed. It was disgusting. But Usyk, what is it? Usyk won by UD, right? That's crazy. Unanimous is wild.
My bro, they gave him 8-4, 3 judges, 116, 112, bro. Like, you telling me Fury only won 4 rounds on everybody judges and 2 rounds on AI judges? It's like, bro, you wildin', man. This shit crazy, bro.
Yeah. Sad. Unanimous? No, hell no.
Sad, bro. I got Chastity with a super chat. She says, you say Fury won off skills. He also had the weight. Supposed to be easy work. Fury looked better this fight, and that's why people want to give him the win. I just think he respects Usyk's power way too much. I'm sorry. He respects Usyk's power. That was clear. Usyk hit his ass with a left. And he went to pawing that nose all over again. He thought he was back in that first fight. He respect Usyk's power. And that's super interesting because, you know, we need a study done, right? Like, if I hit you and I hit someone else, do y'all both have different reactions to the pain or to the power? Meaning, bro, this dude got hit by Wilder and never reacted or looked at afraid of the power the way that he looks with Usyk. I mean, I don't know if anybody noticed how disciplined Fury was with that right hand. I mean, you would see him bringing it up. It would be there all the time. And defensively, that's another thing. He got 0 credit. Bro, he was blocking that straight left. It's like they worked on that shit. He was just blocking that straight left with that fucking arm. That right hand was always there, always. He would either catch or he would turn. When it was a straight left, he would catch if it was loopy, turn when it was straight. I'm like, damn, look at this motherfucker. People don't know what they're watching, man. They just don't know what they're watching. His discipline with that right hand was insane. But again, chastity. I could be exactly what you're saying. I seen him do better than the first fight, so I want to give him the win. Because look at me saying his defense, da-da-da-da. Maybe you're right. I don't never, you know, try to write someone off on what they're saying because subconsciously you don't know. Subconsciously, I could be scoring for Fury, seeing more than I want to see or whatever. I don't know. I doubt it, but I know that it exists. Pistol Parkway Mozzie, $5. I had 115, 113 Usyk, Ness. We damn near got the same scorecard, but I gave Usyk that second round. I had him two apiece after four. What did he do in the second round, my guy?
Yeah, like, how'd you give Usyk the second round?
Like, what the fuck, man? Dude was like a little boy in the second round. He was a little boy. That's when Tyson was so strong, he was able to fucking just get your little ass out of there with that lead hand. Get the fuck, putting that hand right here on his chest, on his shoulder, controlling him, whopping his ass. But somehow he did something. He was doing a whole lot of this. He was reminding me of my man, David Morrell, except he wasn't throwing big ass right hooks, but he was giving us a lot of level changes and trying to get Fury faints. This is what I'm saying. Y'all know what y'all watching, man. This motherfucker, he threw a couple right jabs to Fury's chest because he's so short. And Chastity, maybe what you're saying, and maybe what Chastity's saying is the other way around for the world. You seen this small guy doing so well with a big guy, you want to give him the win. Because that's what I think it is. Because I'm looking at it and I'm like, yo, this is a little motherfucker. There was times in that fight where he looked so small compared to Fury. And I had to give him credit. Like, God damn, he's doing his thing. At one point, and this is what I'm saying. Y'all didn't watch the fight. I could keep going to numerous fucking moments in this fight. You don't know, you don't got no moments. But there was one point where Usyk fucking shoved him off. I'm like, damn, he's strong. He's strong. And that's why I said today, I think Fury respects that power more than anybody who's punched him. He look at that man different. You could tell the way he boxed him. You could tell the way he kept that right hand up. He respect that power, Usyk, man. But he still outboxed Usyk.
When he got wobbled, what round was that?
Who? Fury?
Yeah.
I don't know what wobble you talking about because there wasn't no wobble like the first fight. You know, look, maybe go back a step like he did Usyk, but I didn't see Fury hurt this fight. He took a good shot. You know, maybe buzz, maybe he saw some lights, but I didn't see him visibly hurt like that first fight. But he did, you know, Usyk did land that one left. But my man just kept like, oh, he thought his shit was broke again. And that's another thing. He got to check that goddamn mannerism. We on to that shit. Stop fucking doing all this goddamn wiping. Cokehead ass motherfucker. That's what you out there looking like. Let that shit. He always wiping. Always wipe. Both sides, too. It's like, bro, you wasting energy wiping your goddamn nose. Throw that jab, man. And he was cheating. I'm not biased. That be y'all. That little motherfucker, he a big motherfucker. He was cheating. He was backhanding. He was doing all type of illegal shit. He did some good low blows. You know, I'm in there like, man, you a little cheating ass motherfucker. Come on, let's get this win. Because, again, I'm biased. I am. I thought he was going to win. So I wasn't as angry watching it live as I was with Nick Ball. But I'm at least consciously telling you, he was almost as bad as Nick Ball, man. Like, I don't have to control that. They have to control that. You know, I may have to give a consistent reaction, but, like, it's not my job. That's the ref's job to control Fury from doing all that illegal shit he was on, which was a lot. You know, I mean, even the using of the stiff arm, they never told him, not to use that arm the way he was using it. So he got lucky in this fight with a lot of shit that he did. And it's unfortunate because it still ain't work.
I just, Usyk, something about Usyk causes fury fits. We have to say that Usyk is an all-time great, bro. 2 wins over AJ, 2 wins over Fury, win over Dubois, undisputed heavyweight, undisputed cruiserweight.
Miles here is an electrician running wiring for this new home build.
Good morning.
Miles doesn't have time for funny business.
I guess.
Miles traded up to Sirius Commercial Auto Insurance from GEICO for customized coverage that grows with his business, all for seriously low rates.
So where's the GEICO surprise cameo?
Come again?
You know, like some big famous football player or something. He's going to bust through that wall, isn't he?
No, this ad is serious business.
Guys, get over here. You got to see this.
No, there's nothing funny over here. Sorry. Get more with GEICO Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
Usyk is just that guy. Usyk is what people think Lomachenko is.
Yeah, I mean, yo, Loma fucking retired. Is that real? Because they saying the WBC announced his retirement. Is that real? Did you see like a verified source?
Nobody on Loma team has said anything about that. But if the WBC got trolled by the fake Benson account, that would be wild as hell.
But did the WBC post it? That's all I'm asking. Because I see that they say that the post says the WBC, but did they post it?
Damn. It might be. I don't know if the WBC posted that, bro. I don't know.
But anyway, we'll find out soon enough if it's real or not. Lake County, $2. I had it even after 6. Gave Fury round 9. There you go. So he had it a draw. Charles Remington, $2. I scored it round by round. I had it 115, 113 Fury. This is what I'm saying. The people that scored it, when you add up, Fury won, homies. $10, actually 10 pounder. Let me go ahead and ring the alarm. We got that new alarm. Where we at? Not new, but you know, this is the backup board. What we got? There we go. And he says, scored it live, 116, 112. You ignored the constant jab and left hand to Fury's body. I just said that. Like, how many times do I got to say that all he was landing was the right jab because Fury's so fucking tall, it was hitting him on his chest area. Like, it's like y'all don't hear. I literally said that. And that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all getting excited with a jab to the chest. Like, at least my man Fury's popping him in the face with the jab. But it worked. I guess in theory, long running, like, oh, well, Ness, that body work paid off because Fury slowed down. Okay. But now we've been brainwashed forever to think body shots don't get as much credit. Now in this particular fight, all of a sudden body shots get all the credit. It's crazy.
What?
It's just like the jab. Got it?
He landed the cleaner combinations, Usyk.
Oh, yeah. And I said that. That's what I'm saying. I still feel like the more we talk, the more I realize my scorecard is legit. I'm not biased. I said all that. I said I could see why y'all get caught up in Usyk winning because one guy is landing double jab right hand, jab uppercut, jab looping right, the other guy's landing combinations or throwing those even if he's not landing. So you're seeing, you know, hook, uppercut. Well, actually, he was right hook. So his right hook, uppercut, right hook is you seeing a lot from him.
Right.
So maybe that's what y'all got caught up in and y'all didn't like Fury's one punch tactic. Pistol Parkway Mazi, $2. Anthony Joshua scored the 12th, 10-10. Yeah, another wacko. I hate 10-10 rounds, bro. And that shit, and that's the thing. It used to be so uncommon. Now, in the last 3 years, it's like everybody's using 10-10. Everybody's giving everybody 10-10. That's a cop out. That's an easy way out. Man, fuck, I can't figure out who won that round. Yo, fuck it. Both of them get it. That's weak. You weak.
Yeah,
that. Corny ass judges, man. RRT boxer with Mr. A. $10. Trying to ring the alarm.
Fury needed a knockdown.
Yeah, I heard one of the commentators say that coming into the 12th. And maybe that would have solidified it because he obviously lost 12 and 11. 11 and 12. RRT boxer with Mr. A. $10. Somewhere late, Usyk pushed Fury off him with a shove, and Fury went back to the ropes. That was the sign Fury was done. Again, Usyk 8-4. Fury rounds 1-3-5-9. So look, so he didn't give him round 2 or 4 or 10. Matt, and that shove, I talked about it, but that wasn't the moment that I thought Fury was done. That was the moment that I said, damn, that's why he respect that power. Like, that power is real. You could push that big dude off you, no wonder he respecting them shots. That power is real. That little dude he's strong. Gotta give him that. I swear to God, I'm watching that shit, and I'm like, damn, they ain't been a cruiserweight, heavyweight this good since Evander. Because after Evander, you know, David Haye. But, man, this dude he's the best cruiserweight, heavyweight since Evander Holyfield. He is.
Yeah.
He keep bodying these dudes. Like, he bodied AJ twice to make sure you know it wasn't a fluke. And then he just did it to fucking Fury. Now, again, I scored it for Fury, but you bum-ass judges gave it to him. So I got to give him respect for doing it twice. And then his damn fucking... He, like, I'm a fan. I am officially a fan. I'm not going to pick Dubois against him. I'm officially a fan. That dude saying, His Excellency, please make me fight Daniel Dubois. Oh, man, that's the type of shit that fucking melts my heart away. Like, a motherfucker that wants all the smoke. Like, yo, don't come on my post-fight trying to grab mics like, I won't give you this action. Let's talk to the money man. Please make this fight so I can whoop on this young boy. Oh, my God. I'm a fan now. I'm a fan. He ain't win, but he's saying the right things, man. And I'm a fan now. I'm a fan. Matt Garcia's $2. Judges need to do a post-fight press conference. That would be perfect. Accountability. While we wait for the fighters to go shower, let's have that immediate press conference with the judges. Why did you score 116? Can you explain each round? Tell us. Why didn't you give Fury round 9 when universally we all gave it to him? Like, we need that. Good question. Good super chat, Matt. That's exactly what we need. Accountability every fight. Some of these dudes can't even talk in front of a camera. So guess what? The next time, they going to make sure they score right because they embarrassed to be up there, be live streamed in front of millions, have to talk in front of hundreds. Nah, get your ass up there and tell us how you got that dumbass scorecard. Ryan Frazier, Boxing Talk Up North, member for 17 months on the champ level. Usyk, quote-unquote, big as the what? Best of this generation. This might be the best heavyweight run. Told ya, end of an era. He ain't fight Wilder yet. Fuck out of here. Wilder might knock him out. Nico, no retreat. $2. Ness, did you give Usyk credit for bodywork? Yeah. It's like y'all not listening. I literally talked about that right hand to the body because of the height. It was his easiest punch to land. For him, it was easy. It was a simple feint or changing of the height. So he would either feint or change the height. Keep changing the height and then, boom, shoot the jab. Like, again, y'all wasn't watching. Yesterday, I was so focused, bro. I thought I was going to watch it in the room. Internet wasn't working here. I didn't figure out I could put the satellite on their roof. They don't know I'm using their roof. But the point is, I had to go downstairs to the lobby and shit. So I was focused. I got my other AirPods, the little ones, threw them shits in. And I was all in. I was watching that shit. I know what I see.
The Starlink on the roof, then you went down to the lobby?
No, so I didn't figure out I could put the Starlink on the roof until I got back from the lobby. Because when I was going up the stairs, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm already on the third floor. So what's these stairs to? So I go up there, and it's the rooftop. So I smoke an L, and I'm like, damn, I wonder if I could throw my cable off the roof and my wife could catch it on the balcony. Sure enough. Sure enough, she caught it on the balcony. As long as fuck, I plugged him up, and we start linking it up. Shout out to Elon Musk for president. Fuck that. We don't need presidents to be from this country. We need intelligent people to help us go to the next fucking century. I need Musk in my life.
Oof, Lord child, Lord child.
Nah, that's the rooftop is where, I mean, I smoke here, but the rooftop is where I might do a live from just to show you the rooftop. RRT Box with Mr. A. Fellas. I credit the body jab a lot in the second for Usyk. See what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure the second round is where Fury landed that thunderous right hand on that man. You know what I'm saying? He was like, ha! You heard Fury throw that shit with thunder. City 2 hours. It wasn't controversial at all. Hashtag pack bus 3, faced with tears of joy. We got Mr. Boxing RRT Boxing with Mr. A. $10. Another one. Salute to you, champ. He says, don't forget Lil Fisher versus Allen talk. Bro, I didn't see that. Yo, I did it, people. Tone, ask me what I do.
What you do?
Not pay for the fight. I ain't pay for it. I ain't pay
what
for
you
it.
Mean you ain't? Wait, bro, how you watching this?
I can't say because they might shut it down, but the community sent me a link. And yo, I tried to buy it.
Streaming. Stick boys back outside.
Yo. Damn. I couldn't buy it out here, and the Discord was laughing at me. I'm like, yo, I need a link. They're like, oh. I'm like, bro, it ain't letting me buy it. And I'm watching this bitch. I needed to watch that shit. So I did it. So I ain't watched none of that. Like, when they sent me the link, Bolchek was in the ring already receiving the win. It looked like that dude Davis quit.
That was nasty.
So I jumped in the shower. When I came out, the link was bad. And it reminded me, like, bro, this is why I don't fuck with this shit. And I had to do it all over again. I think my man Alex, we ain't gonna put his name out there, but it rhymes with Vega. You know what I'm saying? He sent me another link and it was on and popping. I'm like, oh, yo, now I see though, but you see Turkey, De La Hoya, Aram, Al. Now I see why people still, man. Y'all playing games. Y'all better put this price down. Cause let me tell you, see, this is what it is when you have a beautiful wife that loves you. This brings you the fresh pineapple, cold water. Take care of you, man. Y'all ain't doing the right thing out there. I don't know what y'all doing. But listen. Nah, for real. But listen, I lost my train of thought because my queen is so good, man. Fuck it.
Yeah, niggas got higher their standards, man. It's wild out here.
Telling you. Mad Bent, $100, $2. Daily Dose of Tanquil. Score the fight round by round. A draw. See? He had it a draw. Al Money, 231. Member for 7 months. Prospect level. 100 emoji. Boxing glove emoji. Fire emoji. So, No words, all love. Pistol Parkway Mozzie, $5. Usyk called Turkey, Mr. Excellency. That poop emoji had me rolling. This with tears of joy. Double check on the Discord audio too, bro. Can't hear two-tone there. Oh, yeah. So it's a thing. You know, you need a mixer to reroute audio to all these different places. So y'all better off coming to YouTube. And the callers, y'all won't be able to be heard on YouTube. So we not even going to be able to take callers, man. I fucked up. I guess I should have brought the whole setup to at least do one live, being this live, the old way, because y'all was going to want to call in. I just fucked up. And I left that equipment 6 hours from here. So we got what we got. We got to do what we can do. So that being said, migrate to YouTube so we can communicate there free. It don't need it. You don't have to super chat. We're going to communicate from there and do the best we can because we can't take callers at the moment. But I got Pistol Parkway. We read that. Ryan Frazier back with another five, and he says, we just need open scoring, the only sport without a scoreboard. Yeah, that's what we need, open scoring too. ASAP TV, Starlink that good? Oh, yeah, it's real good, bro. I mean, I might move out here, how good it is. And it's cheaper out here. Like, I brought mine from out there paying way more, but they get it cheaper out here for residential service, so I'm not the fuck with it. Shout out to my man. Brandon Harris. My man live out here. He like, Ness, I told you 3 years ago, a listener of the show. He live out here. He like, yo, he hit me up yesterday. He like, yo, I told you 3 years ago, move out here. He started sending me houses and everything. I'm like, all right. But, you know, to rent, not to buy. No need to buy out here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, rent's time for a few months.
What you live think?
Live out here for like half the year. You feel me? Get that good old
skin. I know. Is it cheap out there?
Huh?
Is it cheap out there?
I mean, it's a give and take, right? Like, gas is $6. And what else is expensive? Gas is $6. Tropicana orange juice is $8. So it just depends. That being said, a haircut is $7 with a tip.
Damn, gas is $6 though? That's Lord hell.
My girl could do her bohemian braids out here for like $20.
Oh, that's cheap as hell.
Hell yeah, that's like $250 in the States.
What's the one bedroom apartment?
It depends where you want to live, champ. You could get a whole apartment with three and four bedrooms for $250 out here.
$250?
Of course.
A three-bedroom apartment? God damn.
It depends where you want to live. I'm not.
Roof still on.
Hmm?
Them 250s, they're going to be scaling your roof, though.
Not necessarily. Like, I told you, my dad is from the hood. Like, this town, I was showing him. They don't even have bars on the windows. None of the second floor. Like, before we got to the resort, while we driving to the resort, I kept pointing out because he's stuck in his hood. So I'm like, look, Dad, no windows, no bars on none of them second and third floors. Like, take my mother out the hood. You feel me?
Right.
He love his hood. He crazy. I was just asking him yesterday, like, yo, what is the difference between this shit and North? Now, you wildin' this shit the hood. Motherfucker love the hood.
They got bodegas down there?
Yeah, they call them colmados out here. Them shits everybody's an entrepreneur, bro. Everybody do something out here. They making something. Like, people cooking, other people. I mean, they doing anything. Everybody's an entrepreneur because this government they don't pay you enough. You know what I'm saying? Like the jobs, some of these people lucky if they're making $600 a month.
Damn.
No, I'm dead ass. I'm dead ass. Obviously, there's plenty that make way more, but the majority are not. The majority of it's a third world country. People say it's not because they Google and AI tells them that this the economy is growing here and there's a bunch of fat, nice cars and shit, but there's a lot of corruption. You got to think about it. This country got no alliances with nobody. This is a central hub, bro. Every drug you want comes through here from every country uses this too. Because think about it, bro. Again, the police ain't getting paid shit. Google how much a police officer getting paid out here and see how easy it would be to bottom. Like, I'm talking about they ain't making no money out here. None. And they don't even get enough tourism, I feel like. They need way more tourism, but people go to certain parts of the country too. You know, like, this is hard to get to. This is a touristic spot, but it's hard to get to because it's in the mountains. You got to go up a mountain and down a mountain. People don't like that, especially in these Caribbean countries, because it's only two lanes. Now you're stuck behind a bus going 25. You ain't got the balls to go into incoming traffic to cut around that bus. You just stuck. Waiting, so a lot of people don't come to this part of the country, but it's amazing.
You in Santo Domingo? Are you in Punta Cana?
Nah, I was in Punta Cana, and then I left, and I was in San Pedro, and now I'm in Samana. I'm be going to Puerto Plata too. Optimus Prime, $10. Super Chats keeping the show alive. Salute. But look, we ain't gotta only do Super Chats. Like I said, I've been reading the free ones, but let me ring the alarm for doing your team. Nah, last night too, it was lit, but the DJ was fucking up. I'm like, damn. Finally in a spot where they playing the music I like, and my man auxiliary cord fucked up. Shit keep cutting out.
Damn.
But it was lit. A lot of people here. Optimus Prime, we read that. Guy swatted 5 pounder. Disappointed as an Englishman, but Tyson was beaten fairly again. I had a 7-5 Usyk. No complaints with the British flag emoji. No complaints, he says. All right. All right.
Hey, what'd you think of Bolachuk?
Nah, I ain't see that. Like I said, I logged in when he had just been announced the winner.
Damn, yeah, man. That Virgil win aging nicely. Bolachuk's a problem. I want to see Charles Conwell, Bolachuk. That'll be a war.
Bro, people shocked at the price. Bro, if you pay $700 out here, you'll get a whole house. Most places in a good neighborhood, probably with a pool. $700, bro. Bro, $700 is like 30-something thousand pesos out here. Motherfuckers don't see that shit. I mean, where my currency at?
These apartments look nice, though. These shits look fire.
Mm-hmm. No, they are nice. Bro, my dad made a 6 family here, bro. And his apartments are nice. Especially for their standards, I'm trying to tell you, the poverty here is crazy. Oh, I gotta do the American. So 700. Damn. $742,456. Now keep in mind, I just bought my girl. three-piece chicken like 4 days ago. Three-piece chicken, real chicken, and from fries. No, from out here. From like a Dominican, you know what I mean, chicken spot out here. Get that real, real, you know what I'm saying? No preservatives, no GMO. Them real chickens, they breaking their neck and they getting them right for you. 150 pesos. I got 700 is $42,455 with 56 cents. A three-piece meal cost me 150 pesos.
How much is that?
Technically, a dollar. Every dollar is one. Every dollar, every American dollar is 60 pesos. So it's actually 60, 65. So essentially $61 for every one American. But I paid 150, so that means I paid about $1.40.
No.
I paid $2.40. Let me just do the conversion instead of guessing. Hold on, 150 pesos.
In the U.S., they say that's
it. Yeah, I was right. 150 pesos converts to $2.47. Ain't nowhere in America you could get a three-piece chicken, real chicken. Not no fucking churches, fake shit. Not no KFC, fake shit. Real chicken and real fucking potatoes for no $2.50. So that's what I'm saying. You gonna save on certain things, but certain things are expensive. Like, if you want some American shit and you're trying to come over here and eat or live exactly like you lived over there, well, you gonna pay because all that's imported. Everything is imported. You know what I'm saying? You want that American shit, you're gonna pay for that imported shit. It's gonna cost you bread. But yeah.
Damn. Yeah, they need to go over there, man. I'm gonna have to go over there.
Nah, you should, bro. These are easiest vacations to take. It's literally, I've been giving people the website for like 10 years now, but if you go to Cheap Caribbean, me and my wife 1 year, we found an all-inclusive vacation to a resort like this for 6 days for $580 per person. And that came with the flight. That came with the flight. That came with the 6 days plus everything included because these resorts are all-inclusive. I'm telling you, I just be going to the wrong site. I got to go to cheapcaribbean.com. Thank me later. They go to all the great countries, too. Mexico's even cheaper. Super duper 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 cheap. I mean, even cheaper in a sense to travel. And while Mexico has its corruption, at least their police like work to it an extent. I feel like the police out here in certain cities, they don't even like exist. I mean, I stay passing a cop doing like 150 out here. I swear to God. I'll be having my dad holding the my dad be holding the, you know, the cars come with the thing. I'm flying, bro. This is what I'm trying to tell you. There is no, I don't want to say rules because there's rules, but yeah, nah, it's different. People go either extremely slow or extremely fast. And all those rules that you grew up on, like, move to the right if you're going to go slow. Travel in the left if you're going to go fast. Use your blinkers if you're going to. None of that shit exists, bro. None of that shit exists. And you sharing the road, not with motorcycles, with mopeds. Or motorcycles that don't look like the motorcycles you're accustomed to because very few people have big CBRs and, you know, things like that. They have the smaller, less expensive motorcycles. Yeah, the traveling voice, right? That's what happens when you don't got no callers, man. It sucks. I fucked up. But again, if we communicate in a chat like you just did, we can keep the subject going. KFC ain't breaking no chicken necks, man. They going to chicken farms, bro. They doing like, you know, that mass production of fake ass chickens. You kidding me? This shit real out here.
A good steroid chicken, man.
Yeah, nah, I ain't talking about no steroid chicken. That's what I'm saying is out there. That's the difference. But let's see what we got. Go ahead.
No, that's a good Osterine chicken.
Rocky Rodriguez, Memphis for 21 months on the champ level. Okay, Ness, 7 rounds to 5. Fury. Ness, I got to tell you, Fury controlled the center of the ring for the majority of the fight. Thank you. See what I'm saying? I mean, look, we in the minority. It is what it is, but we saw what we saw. We ain't going to let y'all take that from us, man. We saw what we saw. Hold your head up, Fury. Hold your head up.
Is it over for Fury?
I don't know, bro. They asked Frank that, like, would he retire? I think that he might be considering retirement initially, but Turki Alashik is going to offer him another fight. I don't know what that fight is. Maybe the AJ fight. They both coming off losses, right? Did AJ get a win, or he's still off the loss?
He's still off a loss.
Now's the time. Make that fight. Both off the loss, man. It's never over. You listen, it's like Wilder. You got to show us how you bounce back. We thought Wilder could bounce back from the Fury fight and that Fury just had his number. It was more that Fury had his number and also, you know, took Wilder to that retirement level. Did Usyk do that to Fury? AJ will have to prove that. I don't mind AJ Fury, man. You know, it's a domestic fight, but we in America have heard about it for long enough that I'm interested. I don't got no issues with it. Bang, bang. They got $500 bills out here. They got $1,000 bills out here. I'm telling you, the economics of this country is ruined. They need help. But they like it like that, bro. People complain, you know, but at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, everybody's at the beach drinking. Like all the corner stores, all the quote unquote bodegas, they got motherfuckers in front of them just playing dominoes and drinking. Like motherfuckers is always active out here. Latron Cooper, $5. Just jump on. What's your take on the fight and the AI judge? The AI judge was garbage to me, man. Like I said, 10 rounds. Humans do that. I thought they was going to do better than that. I'm not cool with no with the AI. They got to work on it. The AI judge gave Fury 2 rounds, bro. That's impossible.
Travesty. That's nasty work.
Of course it is, bro. It's nasty. It's travesty, bro. Trying to do that to Fury like that. Not even right. If you haven't already done so, go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to get to 235,000. Right now, we got about 234,842. We got RRT Boxing with Mr. A. Finalist. Is Usyk versus Parker the fight we didn't know we won? I mean, Parker's got to get past Dubois, and then I guess we could consider that because Dubois already counting his chickens before they hatch by saying he wants the rematch with Usyk. But he got to go through Parker, and Parker been upset and shit. He really has. That's going to be an interesting fight because Dubois punches so hard, but Parker's been able to be a good enough boxer to outbox a lot of these strong dudes. Other than AJ, but that AJ loss was young, early in his career, so he might have learned from that. So we got to see.
Yeah, Parker is, he might play spoiler, man. Don't count that nigga out, bro. Do not count that nigga out.
That is true, Latron Cooper. They is listening to TBB. We did ask for a fourth judge, but not an AI judge that don't know what he's doing, bro. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we need a master judge, right? Like someone that is perceived a very good judge, holds a good track record. He could be the fourth judge that looks at the scorecards and says, oh, whoa, how'd you not give Fury the ninth round and make right. that adjustment right there versus, you know, having to put petitions in and all that weird shit. Mosquitoes is out here, though. They ain't playing. They on that bull. Zorro de la Vega, justice for McKean. Ref ain't give him time to recover from the back of the head punch. I didn't even see it. Moses Atama got a fake win. That's what happens when you don't buy the card, man. I ain't see none of them little... But that's the thing. I ain't want to pay for them fights, bro. I ain't want to pay for no fucking Atama McKean. You know? If you want me to pay for Atama, you gotta put him in there with Gerald Washington or Big Baby Miller. Like, I don't understand. Isn't it easier to sell America versus the UK? Like, wouldn't we get behind our people? Like, isn't that what they want? They keep doing this UK crime. Like, who gives two fucks about Dempsey McKean, bro? They should have matched him up with someone in America that boxing is familiar with. And I get it. McKean, we seen him get pounded on by what? Hergovich, maybe?
Yeah.
Not even worth it, bro. Wasn't worth my money. That's why I ain't pay for that shit.
Nasty Hergovich. I don't know. The card was mid, though, bro. It was a mid card. Like
that's what my point is. A mid card trying to get $40 from Americans. You know, they got to do better.
That shit was mid as hell, bro.
Right.
Damn, that shit was mid. But that's the last fight of the year, right?
Wow, is it? I mean, we are on the 21st, yeah.
We get no in a way.
Damn, they got a betting site that's paying Dave Allen bets due to the controversial loss. That's crazy. So Allen lost, but he really won? He really beat Fisher? Wow, Johnny Fisher lost? That's crazy. And you see, I didn't think that fight was even worth it. It's like, come on, man. They putting him in there with a dude that retired. Like, why am I paying for this shit? That's just supposed to have been free to zone, man. And I don't care that fight turned out good or controversial. That card deserved to be free to zone. They wilding trying to get money for that.
Yeah.
Oh, they saying a new way is still scheduled. Is that?
A new way? Nah. I canceled Sam Goodman.
Oh.
Unless they had another opponent. Then they got a stack of $1,000 bills on there. Two-Tone would be making rain in the strip club every night. Damn. You ever been to the strip club out there? How that shit out there? It's lit.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Way better than the strip clubs out there.
Probably catch Edwin De Los Santos in there. Where you ain't seen him? Where he at?
Bro, there's 12 million people in this country. There's so much untapped land. Let me tell you a story about this country that any true Dominican would tell you. There's so much land, people just take it. There's so much land. No, I'm dead ass. Like, there's so much land, the people from this country just start building wherever they want. And then by the time this government is ready to make a city on that land, you got all these houses, so they're forced to put smaller streets. And that's how they become callejones and barrios, because people ain't waiting for the government. Bro, I'm telling you, I was just by the, like, where the reef and the ocean meet. You know, you can't swim there, but it's like you can see the ocean. People put houses right there, bro. They don't give a fuck. And again, it's not like America where, like, you calling the cops and be like, oh, look, they're building, and they come in a day. They don't give a fuck. Like, they robbed my mom. They had to go to the precinct. They don't come to you. This shit is different. This is not, you know, you got to think like Africa. I ain't bullshitting. You got to think like Africa or some shit. This shit is, people be trying, I don't know. Again, yeah, you come to the resort, you all right, but go to the real city or go to the city where that resort is at, right? Get away from that resort. Get away from that resort so you can start seeing the real DR. And you're going to see it just driving to the resort. Like, I mean, you're going to see roofs with the little wavy. It's, we call it sing. It's like a little wavy metal that every time I... What's that? What is that?
That's a call.
Yo, 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 yo. Is that me or you?
That's you.
Let me see. Nah, that's certainly you. Your mic disconnected. Whatever happened on your end, something happened. Your mic might have just got disconnected. Yeah, now you're back. Now you're back, right?
Okay.
That was crazy. I don't even know what I was saying, but yeah, live chat, as my man King Bourne would say, power chat. Let's keep the show going by adding some stuff in there to talk about. It doesn't all have to be super chats. We checking everybody and what they saying. We got YTR bro, $5. No words, all love. New York Bullet, $5. So no Usyk versus Muhammad Ali talk, since everyone swore Fury would beat Ali after beating Wilder twice. Blah, blah, blah. Well, no. I think his talk is what I already touched on. I think his talk is more best heavyweight cruiserweight since Evander Holyfield. I think that's more where he's at with this one. I don't know that he's in that conversation to beat Ali. You know?
I don't know. I'm not educated on Ali like that. I know he's the GOAT. But niggas be hating on his resume too. I guess you can hate on anybody's resume.
Oh yeah, that's part of this sport, man. Unfortunately. That's how this sport works.
Yeah, see, Capo had Capo had Usyk up. I was going off Capo scorecard in the chat. Mm.
Yeah, now I go off my eyes, but I hear you. We got one lump sum, $2. The new way is after the New Year's, I think. Yeah, so that still makes it technically next year. So Tone was right. This might be the last fight of the year. B. Paulie, member for 48 months. Oh, shit. Salute. That's exactly 4 years. On a prospect level. Ness, how the workouts been down there? Consistent, baby. Like I said, since y'all 9 o'clock, on the east and y'all 6 o'clock on the west is my 10 o'clock. I went to the gym early. I ain't eat yet though, but I never do. I always kind of fast, might have coffee, just a lot of H2O, get that heavy lunch in. Nobody educated on Ali, but months ago, Fury would beat him. Well, that's just one person saying he's not educated on Ali. I just don't think that isn't even, I think Fury was more of a conversation because Fury had the Ali style. So it was kind of something we would have want to see, maybe. Pull out Bandit says Floyd the GOAT. Okay, so we ain't even talking about him though. Zorro, I think Sugar Ray Leonard is one of the few fighters I think would still be elite in today's era. I mean, I guess if you're talking about like a prime Sugar Ray, if that's what he means, I guess, you know, his style was certainly a style that would preserve his body, even though he did have a detached retina. He said,
"You gotta go." He said, "What?"
No, you got it.
No, what about Usyk Bacoli? Is that a Was that a scary fight for Usyk?
I don't think so, man. I mean, bro, he just showed his size don't matter, and I get it. But Coley probably punches way harder than Fury. But he's hard to hit. He's hard to hit, man. He's hard to hit. He gives a lot of angles. He gives a lot of feints. And he's active, bro. He's active. Like, he can outwork you.
Yeah. Facts.
Oh, Wizard, I have not heard from Cliff. Not yet. But I did speak to my guy, and he says, yes, we are good. March 1st is good. I haven't physically paid for it, so I wouldn't say we good yet. But again, to him, he's like, yo, you're good. Don't worry about it. But again, we've had so many issues with fucking Border Wars. I want y'all to have a solid yes. But I did talk to him yesterday. There's just certain things, right? Like, my OIC, I think it's called, was Adrian in Wisconsin. So your mic disconnected. So I need one here as well. So there was questions that he had to ask me, like, who's going to do certain things? Who's going to be matchmaking? You know, have I used the Conquer app? Which I have and haven't. But like I told him, I got Adrian that wouldn't mind helping me. So there was just certain things that we had to do. Plus, we might come together on this one in terms of so he could put some fighters on the card as well. But we are, in theory, good for March 1st. Ness, the pull-up on this says, you heard anything about Kambosos versus Montana Love? I haven't, but that's a decent little scrap. Decent little scrap for both of them guys, really. For both of them guys. Montana, that's good for Montana to be back and get a high-level fight. That's what's up. What else we got? I think on LeBron, I call Ali the GOAT for more than boxing. Also, not just in the ring stuff. Of course. Bang, bang, boogie. Ness, did you have a chance to interview the 108-pound champ, Mini Pac-Man Eric Rosa? No. But I heard he got hit on a lot. I was trying to go to that fight, but, bro, after we finished that show, to think about driving to the Capitol at that time, I just was like, no way. You know, it wasn't what I was trying to do. Feel me? I can't take callers, guys. So remember, we do need you to, you know, talk in the chat, keep the show going. If not, you know, I am in paradise, right? So what I can do is end it, roll this Fat J, hit the pool or the beach. Feel me? Even eat. Hey, Ness, Fury Body. Ness, Fury body shots were much eye-catching than Usyk. Jabs to the bodies are made to make, to reset. I got a draw. Well, at least you gave Fury credit. One lump sum, $5. Who does Jaime Munguia fight now? Someone said they want to fight that guy that beat him, but I can't remember who. Who can Boachuk fight? He's at 168. Boachuk is not at 168. He's at 54, excuse me. And Jaime Munguia, he's fighting Bruno. They reactivated their rematch, so that's who he's fighting. And in terms of who said they wanted to fight Bruno, I did see that call out. I can't remember who it was, though. Ness, can we get Conwell versus Lubin? Doubt it. Conwell's with Golden Boy, and PBC doesn't really rock out with Golden Boy. They did the Tank Ryan fight, but we ain't seen much since then. We need Fury versus AJ. Yeah, now is the right time to make that because both guys are coming off the loss, so makes sense. You know, unless Fury is done and ready to retire, then we lost that fight. But I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. And what we can do, I'm going to try and go live a few more times when I figure things out. But it'll be from the phone. We'll just be talking if there's any news that pops up. IVS, Bolchuk going to fight the winner of Madrimov versus Virgil. Let's see. Because, you know, Turkey doesn't really do rematches unless they're like big, I think. That's how I feel. But, yeah. NestGTO, Instagram and Twitter. Checking the live chat one more time. Spider Eagle says, I pray for we and me. Well, I'm part of the we, champ, so amen to that. All right, we out, fellas, ladies. Peace.
Miles here is an electrician running wiring for this new home build.
Good morning.
Miles doesn't have time for funny business.
I guess.
Miles traded up to Sirius Commercial Auto Insurance from GEICO for customized coverage that grows with his business, all for seriously low rates.
So where's the GEICO surprise cameo?
Come again?
You know, like some big famous football player or something. He's going to bust through that wall, isn't he?
No, this ad is serious business.
Guys, get over here. You got to see this.
No, there's nothing funny over here. Sorry.
Get more with GEICO Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.